This is Dan Jones for the Cowan Church of Christ. In his Psalm of Life, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow echoed the teaching of Scripture when he wrote, "Tell me not, in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul." Literally thousands of definitions have been given to the word life, but most are shallow and insufficient. To some, life is no more than simply breathing air, but the real meaning of life goes far deeper. The Bible tells us that God made man in his own image and likeness, Genesis 1:26 and 27. We understand this to be a reference to man's soul or spirit because God himself is a spirit, John 4:24. Since God is eternal, Psalm 90 and verse 2, and man was created in the image of God, man's life reflects eternal proportions. Indeed, there is an earthly and limited aspect of life from the standpoint of the flesh, but God has also given man an eternal soul. Jesus teaches us that one can lose his soul. "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Matthew 16:26. Scripture also teaches the possibility of saving the soul, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, 1 Peter 1:9. These are the only two choices for every accountable person. Each of us will either be eternally saved or eternally lost, depending on how we choose to live life on this earth. It is vital, then, that we understand the true meaning of our earthly existence. Sin represents a way of life, but it in no way reflects life's true meaning. Persisting in sin turns man's life into mere existence, severed from God both now and for eternity. It is disturbing to consider what God saw when he viewed what sin had done to man. God saw that man had robbed himself of the true beauty and meaning of life. Because of this, God was stirred by love to act in man's behalf. This love motivated God to send his Son to die for man's sins, Romans 5:8, 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. This is why Jesus could say, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly," John 10 and verse 10. Christ represents life to the extent that he said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," John 14:6. When Jesus spoke with the woman at Jacob's well, he spoke to her of living water, saying, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life," John 4:14. To seek God through his Son, then, brings life in its fullest meaning, in its eternal meaning. This kind of life looks beyond the weak arm of flesh to eternity. To seek this real and everlasting life, one must have a plan and a purpose. To plan one's life around Christ and eternity is the greatest sign of wisdom and maturity. Solomon wrote that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. Both the Old and New Testaments teach us the principle that must be followed if we are to really understand and pursue life's true meaning. This principle is found in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, which says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Jesus worded it differently, but he stated the same principle in Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." The true meaning of life is found in acknowledging God by putting him first and humbly submitting to his commandments. This is not mere lip service or the making of grand yet empty claims, but genuinely giving our hearts and lives to God by faithfully following his word in every way. Our Lord points us to life in its fullest meaning. Through his word, he leads us in the path that will improve our lives now and then ultimately lift us to the higher planes of eternal bliss. He exalts life beyond mere existence by giving us a purpose in living and hope for eternity.